Hello, Saints. Bethel's new website enables you to receive pastors' e-devotionals via email. Simply go to betheldeliverance.org and click on the link About Us. Then, subscribe to weekly devotionals from Bishop, and you'll be all set to receive the encouraging word of God from Bishop's e-devotionals. So be blessed and sign up today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Through Joseph, we learn to endure, to continue to dream. It was a dream that got Joseph in trouble, and it was a dream that got him out of prison, and it was a dream that got him promoted. Keep dreaming. Through Job, we learn it's okay to complain as long as you do it upward and not horizontally, because people can't help you. Complain upward. God understands. He'll answer you. He'll never tell you why, but at least he'll answer you and say, stop talking about stuff you don't understand. But Jonah, if we were to give it a sub-theme, it would be, don't let me have to tell you twice. Why is this germane to us in the 21st century? Because like Jonah, we have a specific command, a definitive calling with very measurable instructions. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. There, measurable instructions. Go preach, and when people are baptized and saved, you're doing your job. Even if they don't believe, you're doing your job in preaching the gospel. Very measurable. In Jonah chapter 1, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it. Nineveh being the capital city of Babylon. He says, you go and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Now, this is the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty. The consuming fire. The boss. The head man. The creator who winks and tornadoes can blow. Giving a human instruction, who runs from it. Rebellion is such a satanic characteristic that there were only two people who rebelled. I shouldn't say people, two beings who rebelled against God. Satan and man. The animals don't rebel. They don't even have souls. They don't rebel. They do exactly what they're supposed to do. You don't see two male dogs trying to get it on. They know they're males. They only go sniffing after females. If they sniff and find that there's something else there, they back away. They don't even keep going. They don't go around barking, there's a woman inside of me. You don't see two male gorillas. Nothing in creation violates the plan of man, or the plan of God, but man. Only men are walking around. I'm what I am. Only men. Now women are doing it. Why? Human beings just violate. I don't care what you made me. This is what I want to be. Satan is the only other one. I don't care what you made me. This is what I want to be. Jonah has the temerity, the insolence, the arrogance to receive a command from God, specific, without compromise, no uncertainty, no ambiguity. Go to Nineveh, cry against it, because they're so wicked that it has come up before me. And Jonah goes to Tarshish to leave the presence of the Lord. One of our weaknesses, one of our areas of weaknesses, is biblical geography. I need to show you the depth of this. When Jonah is called of God, he is called in the area that we call the Middle East. He's called in that area. You hear me? All right. The Middle East, it was not a biblical identifier. It wasn't called the Middle East until the creation of the Suez Canal coming through Egypt. It was never called the Middle East. Jonah's called there. The Bible says when he's called, he wants to go to Tarshish. Biblical direction is not necessarily based on geographical position. Up and down in the Bible is directly related to Jerusalem. You go up to Jerusalem. Even if you're in the north and you want to go to Jerusalem, you're going up to Jerusalem. You never go down to Jerusalem. It is not necessarily south like we know it. It's down from Jerusalem. So he's in an area of spiritual renown because God speaks to him. And God doesn't speak to everybody in every area. He speaks where he's familiar. But if you notice what the text says, he gets up to go to Tarshish. And Tarshish is what we now call Britain, England. In fact, the biblical definition of Tarshish is land of ten. The Bible talks about Tarshish in the book of Ezekiel when it identifies allies that will fight against the Antichrist. It mentions Tarshish and all of her ships. During the height of the English Empire, they were known for their navy. They lost that standing when they turned against Israel. So from, get this in your mind, from what we call the Middle East, he's going down to England. He's going a long way away. But if you notice, it says his first stop was Joppa. So he's going to work his way through the Med. He's going through the Dead Sea down to the Med. And then you take the Med over to the Atlantic. So he's going a long way to get from God. The question in your mind. The question in your mind is, what would prompt someone to want to avoid the God call? Remember, God calls you based on what he sees you doing. God's calling on your life may be interrupted by foolishness, but it is not abrogated. In other words, no matter how long it takes you to do it, you're going to do it. The amount of punishment that you endure is directly to your ability to respond or your rebellion in ignoring. All Jonah had to do was go to Nineveh. That's all he had to do, to go to Nineveh, which is now Iran and Iraq. It migrated into Persia, and then Persia split and became Iran and Iraq. And the reason that Iran is because I racked. In fact, during the heyday of Saddam Hussein, he called himself Nebuchadnezzar and said he was rebuilding Babylon because that's where it was. But the Bible talks about Persia in the end times being one of the primary nations to come against Israel. And the Bible links the two of them together and calls them Persia. The Bible doesn't say Iran and Iraq. It says Persia, which means that the two nations who once fought each other are coming back together. And you're seeing it now because they're going to have a common enemy in the United States. And Karl Marx said, you look and see who your enemy fights the hardest, and there you'll find a friend. That's why I said this man is used by God to bring Bible prophecy to fulfillment. And if you're a Christian, you ought to be dancing. Listen, I'll put it to you like this. If God wanted you to pack to take stuff to heaven, you ought to be packing right now. You ought to go to U-Haul and get some boxes and get yourself ready. But fortunately, God's calling us up with nothing but the Spirit in us.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.